Snakes. Landmines. And grass fires. A podcast about real estate.
Okay, hello everyone. Here we are once again at the Poodle Ranch, and I'm here with my wonderful broker husband, Lester Langdon. How are you today, Lester?
I'm dry.
It's raining like crazy.
And the poodles are dry, right?
Yes. They're all in the kennel, all sleeping high and dry. So what's today's topic?
Should I buy from a real estate wholesaler?
Well, first of all, what is a real estate wholesaler?
Wholesaling real estate is the practice of acquiring properties at discounted prices and reselling them for a profit. A real estate wholesaler enters into a contract with a property seller and markets it to potential buyers and assigns the contract to the most appropriate buyer.
That sounds like a Webster dictionary definition.
That's a Google definition.
Aha! I knew it was from somebody or other here. So what are the 15 reasons to be a real estate wholesaler? Okay, that's a good question. And I researched that and found on the internet, it's fast entry.
Great for a beginner, and it's all you got to do is go to a seminar.
Simple to learn at the seminar.
Right, you don't have to go to the university.
Quick results and quick cash.
If you find somebody that's willing to sell to you at a cheap price.
No cash or credit required.
Right. You don't have to have a down payment. You're just going to flip the contract.
Location independent. What does that mean?
You can do it anywhere you want.
Ah, okay. Valuable experience.
I'm sure you're going to learn from every contract.
Snake to bite you.
You're going to learn. Well, you're the snake.
Oh, okay. High demand. Larger paycheck.
Wait, I'm not sure if there is high demand, but I don't know. And larger paychecks. If you can find somebody that wants to buy it at a higher price.
High return on investment.
Yeah, you don't have any investment, so I guess that would be a high return.
That sounds like, you know, I'm not sure if I would want to be a wholesaler or not. Ability to work with bird dogs or deal scouts.
Right, so you can have people that are helping you and cut them in as a referral fee if they'll help you find a buyer or a seller.
And I would have no need to list properties.
Yeah, because you're not a member of the association, therefore you can't list it.
And I have no membership charges, so I don't have to pay.
Right.
Houston Associated Realtors.
Or the Texas Associated Realtors. Or
any of those people.
Yeah, you don't have to pay any of those membership fees.
Volume potential.
Yeah, you can do one a year or you can do 1,000 a year, meaning properties.
And minimal risk. I would have minimal risk.
Yeah, you're not having to take any money out of your pocket.
And no repairs needed involved.
Yeah, you don't own the property. And so you don't have to repair the property if you don't own it.
Wow.
So I was watching TV this morning, and I saw a 30-minute TV show hosted by Superman.
Superman. Who was that? Which Superman was? There were several.
Actor Dean Cain. And he told us about an opportunity to phone to get a reservation for a two-hour live seminar about real estate wholesaling, and I could have financial independence with no money out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Such a deal. I could stop living paycheck to paycheck. You owe it to yourself and your family.
This is what Superman.
Anybody can do this program, so Superman says. You can phone in to get 4 VIP tickets and get the investor toolbox. What do I have to lose? And I get some free gifts. So says Superman.
I wonder what this little live seminar would cost me. Okay.
I'm afraid to call in. They may sell me. I'm a sucker. At the bottom of the TV commercial, it said, there was a disclaimer at the bottom, and it said, the student's success herein is not typical.
Okay. infomercial that you saw.
And I'm sure that they'll sell you something at the seminar. And so I was online, and I found a wholesaler comment, and he said, honestly, there aren't much benefits to selling to a wholesaler. I am a wholesaler, and I will admit that. However, I market to find people that have a strong desire to sell. If you are marketing and you get a tire kicker who wants full retail or more for their house, then it's going to be nearly impossible to make a deal out of it, especially if the housing market is really hot. Yeah, I let the seller know that I pay cash and it saves fees and that I close fast and such. But deals come from problems. Find out the problem and why they want to sell, and base your whole pitch off how selling to you solves those problems.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. So, if I'm looking for a good deal, how many properties would I need to check out?
A lot. It could be 10, it could be 100. But you're going to have to do a lot of driving.
Where do the good deals come from?
Good deals require a distressed seller, usually as a result of death, disease, and divorce. Which are usually what moves the real estate market. It is more likely that you will find a fair deal to add value. If you consider buying from a wholesaler, then ask this. Do you believe the wholesaler's financial numbers? Do you have the right to inspect? And do you have the unrestricted right to terminate, even if the sky is blue, and get your earnest money refunded? Keywords, and get your money, earnest money refunded.
In some cases, I'd be entering into a deal that I couldn't get my money back.
Your money's gone when you sign the contract. Can you include all the inspectors you choose, including a building inspector, a mold inspector, a termite and pest control inspector, a hydrostatic plumbing inspector, environmental consultants who may recommend soil testing and asbestos sample testing? They may not wish to disturb their tenants. They may be afraid that you'd find something. And they may, if you did find something and then didn't buy it, then they have to disclose that to the next buyer, and they may not want their property and their contracts tainted. So are the inspectors limited to specific hours or days? Is the seller required to turn on all the utilities so that you can have a better inspection? You might also lose your earnest money and the inspection money and the acquisition costs due to banks and government regulations and changes to policies due to changing personnel, which causes snakes to delay the closing date, which could jeopardize your earnest money. Do you lose the earnest money if you do not extend the closing date due to an unknown, undisclosed, competing, signed backup contract at a higher price?
Wow.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a lot of red flags here.
So okay. What that means is that if you have changing personnel at your lending institution,
All right. And
then if the lender is slow and you can't meet your assigned closing date, you lose your earnest money.
Okay. What's your cure for that?
Give me a call. We can talk about it. It kind of depends on the specific circumstances. So will the lender require additional due diligence documentation from the true legal current owner? Can that seller provide the additional required documents that your lender wants? If not, your earnest money might be gone.
It sounds kind of risky.
You might want to have a real estate broker to represent you.
Yeah, probably. I think I know one. What, do you?
You might be married to one. You might be one yourself. You're a broker.
Yeah.
Is the contract with the wholesaler promulgated and approved by the Texas Real Estate Commission or the Texas Association of Realtors? Or must you pay an attorney to review that contract that you have with a wholesaler before you sign it?
Sounds like this wholesaling business is a it's kind of a tricky one.
You got to watch what you're doing, and you got to know what you're doing, and you might want to ask for some help.
Right.
If the title company finds a cloud to the seller's title, or the title company will not remove an exception to the title insurance, then can the buyer get a refund of his earnest money? How long is the wholesaler's contract with the original seller? What is their final closing date? Can their contract and your contract be extended if you, the buyer, need more time due to lender problems? Will the earnest money show up on the final closing statement? Good question.
Yeah.
Who pays the closing costs? You or the wholesaler or the current owner seller? It can be complicated. So you just have to be careful because there's lots of snakes.
Yeah.
Is there an entity transfer like a corporation or an LLC, and do you, the buyer, inherit unknown debts and judgments?
Yes. If I'm a seller, then how do I recognize that my buyer that's contacting me is a wholesaler?
Good question. The wholesalers don't want to put any skin in the game, meaning that they don't want to pay you very much money for the unrestricted right to terminate if they can't find a buyer, and they don't want to put up any earnest money. They're just going to offer you a high price, and they're going to hope they can go out there and find some sucker to buy it at an even higher price that they can assign the contract to, thus give the wholesaler a profit. A good question is the buyer a licensed real estate agent or a broker? Question for the seller, are you getting the highest and best price, or is the wholesaler marking up the price to flip to another buyer at a higher price? How long is the contract period? The wholesaler wants a long contract to give him more time to find a buyer to sell.
Find a buyer so he can flip it and just like be the basically the intermediary. He's just like
right
trying to find a buyer, but he doesn't really actually own the property in the interim. He's just like flipping it.
He's got no skin in the game.
Right.
Does the wholesaler get a free look? Will the wholesaler and their buyers disturb the tenants of the current owner? And will the wholesaler taint the property's reputation with a failed contract, which may be due to a bad inspection, which of course would have to be disclosed if you get a copy of it, which you should. There are now people who sell seminars on how to be a wholesaler, as we discussed.
Like Superman.
Like Superman was selling it on TV earlier today. I noticed YouTube has several seminars hosted by wholesaler gurus and mentors. Because this is a new recent trend, does the wholesaler have experience to know how to solve problems and kill snakes?
So your advice would be...
Call me.
Call Lester Langdon. Don't mess with a wholesaler. Or and if you have a property that's distressed, maybe there's other solutions to that.
So we'll talk about it more in another podcast.
All right. Well,
so call us at 281-236-8189 and go to our website at eustonius.com. That's EustonIUS.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.